Well, we're nearing the end of our study of the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 22, and John is seeing this new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem. And then he sees this special river of life that does not flow until the existence of the new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem. And so we're finding out some facts about this city. So we see a verse 1 here, and it's sequential, but it's also chronological. Look at this, verse 1. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. He does not see this until he has seen the other things. John is careful to record what he saw. We want to crawl through what he saw here. We need to stress the fact that these are literal things that John saw. There's people that want to allegorize it, but he's not a mystic. He's not some delusional religious fanatic. He's a man of sound mind, and he said the things that he's seen here. So he saw this river of water. John says this angel showed him this river of water. The word river is just what you think when you think of a river. This is a river that flowed with a torrent and a cascading force. And this river is specifically said to be a river of water. So why does he do this? Well, there's a couple reasons. This is what actually was a flowing river of water. And then when Daniel saw the throne of God, he saw a river of fire. So this angel is showing John this river because God wants his people to know that once we get to this new place, there's no more threat of a river of fire, but the forever blessing of a river of water. And it's certainly like Eden, back in Genesis 2:10, it says, now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden. And since Eden had a river, this brand new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem will also have a flowing river. He saw a river of water of life. The water that was in this river was life water. So this is not just normal water. This is eternal life water that only flows in eternity, and we may drink it. And the Greek presents the idea that this water has a life existence power in it. And in Eden, there was the tree of life, which there is here, but there is also a river of life, which was not in Eden. And God's people are going to be able to partake of both the river of life and the tree of life because they are forever right in their relationship with God. You see, John sees that the water was as clear as crystal. The word clear is one that means this had a brilliant and very bright shine to it. It looked to John to be as crystal. This was a water as shining and as pure as God, and this is his life water. And we understand this to mean that you will be able to look at this water and see clearly through it right to the bottom. John saw the river flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. Things coming from the throne of God are critical to the book of Revelation. And the preposition from means it's literally it was flowing out of the throne of God. Just as the New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven, so does this river. And that noun throne occurs some 45 times in the book of Revelation. A commentator named Grant Osborne observed this number is 3/4 of the New Testament occurrences. God wants to stress the fact that all prophetic fulfillment is coming from his throne. We also know that in Genesis, there's a river water that flowed out of the Garden of Eden. And we can even see in Ezekiel 47:1 and following that a river water will flow from Jerusalem during the millennium. But this river John is seeing here is different from any other river. This will be the ultimate river. Literally, John saw this river flowing out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. The throne of God is the throne of the Lamb. It's a co-equal deity here. The river is out of the throne of God and out of the throne of the Lamb. The reason why the Lamb is stressed is that it is his sacrifice that makes it possible for believers to be here at this river. So we see this river flowing. And then we come to verse 2, and there's a little more description. Look at verse 2. Through the middle of the street of the city, also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. So this, he sees this river flowing through the middle of the street. tree is a reference to the tree of gold mentioned in Revelation 21:21. This is the single and main road through the New Jerusalem. This one main street that runs through the 1,500-mile city. It's a street of gold. In the middle of the street is the river of life. It's very probable that God's people who will be like Jesus will be able to walk on that water as he did. So across the street and the river will be no problem whatsoever. It'll not be an obstacle but a blessing. And John saw the tree of life on each side of the river. Certainly, again, we may see that there is an Eden-type connection here because the tree of life existed in Eden. And so we once again see the tree of life showing up. The odd thing about this tree is that it's on both sides of the river. It's a singular tree that somehow straddles the river so that it's on both sides of it. It's going to be a massive tree, very noticeable. And of course, the tree of life is something that would cause us to reflect on the cross upon which our Lord hung. We'll never forget the fact that he died on that old rugged cross and that what he did for us gives us life. And then it bore 12 kinds of fruit. This is literal and this is spiritual. Literally, there'll be 12 kinds of fruit coming from this tree. Spiritually speaking, it's what Jesus did on that tree, a life that enables us to bear any fruit. So we see this, and the Spirit of God is reflected here, and you realize the giftedness of God that he gave us this grace age fruit that was used to bring people to himself and to educate people and to encourage people. And so this tree of life produced fruit every month. It's an amazing tree in an amazing place. It's just a beautiful thing when we stop and reflect what God is going to allow us to be a part of when we get to glory. And just John also notices that he saw the fruit, but he also saw the leaves. And these leaves are for the healing of the nations. So there's a connection to God. The dependency on God will be forever and ever for all nations. We learn here is that there will be many nations that will come to this city from all over the new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem. And in fact, the Greek word nations is often used for Gentiles. Now, nations, generally speaking, have not been in a right relationship with God or with Israel. In fact, nations have been against God and Israel. But when this eternity is reached, the relationship between God and the nations will be completely healed. And we can trust in that. Let's keep going here. Verse 3. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. So there's no more curse. No more curse of any kind. There'll be no enemies that will be a threat to God's family. Eventually mean everything and everyone will be blessed. And John saw the throne of God and the Lamb in the city. This throne of God will literally be in this city, an actual place where he rules and reigns. He saw a lamb in the city. This lamb who sacrificed his own life will be there in person to see. But then we see some facts about these citizens as our second point, and we see his bond servants serving him. The pronoun him is singular, and yet there are two members of the Godhead mentioned in verse 3. God, the one God in three distinct persons, and one serves God, one serves the Lamb, because they are a trinity. And then we see something else in verse 4 here. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. So the ability to see the face of God was something no human was permitted to do. In fact, when Jesus was here, he made it clear that he was the only one who had seen God as the only begotten Son of God. God told Moses that he could not see his face and live. In eternity, all the people of God will see the face of God. All redeemed people will be able to look on him and at him. And then God's name is written on their foreheads. All of God's people will be marked as God's people. And this mark will be one that we'll want and we'll all have and we'll be able to be seen as the property of God. And that, lastly, here in verse 5, listen to this. And night will be no more. There will be no need of a lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. So, no more night. There will be anything dark in existence ever again. There's no need for any light from lamps or the sun. And God is the light that illumined them. God's going to shine on his people. And John saw that these bondservants reigning forever and ever. The fact that God's people are reigning indicates that there will be an eternal kingdom, and God's people will be in key positions to that kingdom. Not sure as to all that means, but it's going to be great. And you don't want to miss this. So please believe in Christ today. Develop that relationship with him, and see what he can do in a life.